I'm Liam Micklin, KCBS Foodie Chat. Chicken Fried Palace. He's the king of the palace. Chef Seth Stowey. Chef, good to see you.
How are you? Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I walked in here just recently for the very first time, jaw to the floor, a smile on my face as big as the Golden Gate Bridge. This is the place I want to be every day. This is the place I want to get a chicken fried chicken sandwich every day. Let's begin first with the name, Chicken Fried Palace. What's behind it? How did you come up with it?
Yeah, so, I come from South Texas and big diner culture. And the measure of a good diner is always a chicken fried steak, chicken fried chicken, chicken fried things. It's born in Texas. So we just wanted to make a diner where, that was represented.
Explain the chicken fried part for those who don't know how that works. What exactly is not just fried chicken, but chicken fried chicken?
Yeah, it's definitely not fried chicken, but it's something fried in the style of fried chicken. So basically, like, what happened was there's lots of German settlers, they come over with schnitzel and, but they're in the South, they're in cattle country. Becomes beef the dredge moves away from the egg wash and breadcrumbs and goes into buttermilk and flour, like fried chicken.
That's it, man.
That's where you get the name.
And it's not just chicken fried chicken. There are other things on the menu too, of course.
That's right. Chicken fried chicken, chicken fried steak. Those are the classics. You can get it the classic way. You can get it some fun, more Bay Area representing sauces. But we have like the steak diner classics. We have a black garlic Caesar. We have a Bloomin' Onion that's dressed like grocery store sushi, if you love grocery store sushi the way that I do. Just like when I'm feeling bad, just like whatever has all the sauce. And because it's like, you think you could convince yourself you're not eating bad food, but you're really just eating a bunch of junk. So if you like that, the Bloomin' Onion's awesome. Yeah, we got, smoked ribeyes, and we make everything in-house, from our bacon, chorizo, all that stuff.
To the bread. Which brings me to a new item on the menu. We'll break down the menu in a moment, but I've got to get to this new, we're going to tease people. We'll talk you through the new fried chicken sandwich in a moment. But when people walk in, they go to the counter, the menu gives you options. How's it work?
Yeah, it's like, there's the classic snacks and salads and things. But I think where, we really shine, where it really gets fun is the chicken fried section. And so you could have, it's kind of like a build your own adventure situation. So we have chicken fried steak, chicken fried chicken, chicken fried smoked maitake mushrooms. And then we have classic pork milk gravy, just white gravy. Then we got a base sauce that's like kind of like the dressing for a Taiwanese eggplant. So oyster sauce and Fresno chilies, that kind of thing. And then we have a Memphis dredge. Then you can get, hash browns or rice. You can get mashed potatoes. You can get it with eggs, without eggs. It's really just kind of like all the ways you want to enjoy that food.
If Anthony Bourdain was here, Tony would call this a chicken fried pleasure cruise.
Yeah.
Because it really is. It's all pleasure. It's all joy. Every item as we sit here. A milkshake was just dropped before us. Thank you, darling. Talk me through it.
Yeah.
Seth.
What milkshake did you get?
The vanilla?
Nice. I mean, this is classic, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We use Mitchell's ice cream from in the neighborhood. It's been in the neighborhood forever. Arguably the best ice cream. Definitely like place my family goes. Just super simple. We have some cookies that we serve with it in the shape of crinkle crisp fries.
The best. See, the fun, the whimsy, it's all love when you walk through these doors. Let's talk about the new chicken sandwich. Break it down.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think people come in asking all the time, is there a fried chicken sandwich? And, we've just been saying no. But this is the kind of place we want to give people what they want. That's the goal here. We have the chicken fried chicken. It's perfect to put in, we have the bread. We make this really nice cheese that we just get ripping hot, smear. We make Thousand Island dressing. melted onions. It's kind of the same setup as our patty melt, but with the chicken fried chicken. And honestly, it's bonkers.
It is bonkers. Yeah. It's so bonkers. I'm declaring it because we're being recorded and this will be on the air. This sandwich is the best sandwich I've had in San Francisco in an age. It's the best chicken. It's the best chicken. It's the best sandwich in San Francisco right now. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, just come and get it. You'll be happy you did. Let's give the bread some love, because there's nothing worse than a sandwich when it falls apart, because the bread, the Pullman's bread made in-house here, keeps it together. It's the perfect bread. Tell me about how it's made and why the Pullman's bread you make here is the perfect sandwich bread.
You know, we just wanted that classic Texas toast. So ours is a milk bread, you know, super kind of classic milk bread. So it's, you know, super buttery, it's super rich, and it has a lot of structure to it. And we cut it super fat, right? So it's like we toast it on both sides really good, and then it's fat enough to where whatever's coming out is gonna hold it together.
Well, it holds it together. Joy of joys, one more time. The best sandwich in San Francisco right here, right now. The name of the sandwich on the menu is the...
This is the chicken fried chicken sandwich.
So friends, come one, come all, come walk through these doors. You'll feel like a king or a queen here at the Chicken Fried Palace. A great team here, conviviality, hospitality, the feel of a diner, and love and passion on the plate. Last word with you, Chef Seth. For those who haven't been to the Chicken Fried Palace, why should they come?
Oh, they should come here because it's just a good time. You know, like no frills, just come in, have a great meal any time of the day with a staff who loves doing what they're doing.
And a sandwich that is chicken fried palastastic. I said it.
Right on.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
Friends, come on, come all, do yourself a favor. Chicken Fried Palace, you'll find it on Mission Street.
2240 Mission Street in the Mission District.
Come on down, folks. More on Chef Seth and Chicken Fried Palace at kcvsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. I'll have another milkshake, please. Thank you.